Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Dave.
What did you do?
What?
There's a mess in the microwave again.
What?
Never mind. Let's start off with national holidays.
I don't know.
You'll tell me later. From brownielocks.com, this is, of course, Easter week.
Of course.
Yeah, April 8th through 14th, and today is Easter. Happy Easter!
I hid my eggs last year, and I get to go out and find them this year.
Really?
It takes me...
A whole year,
so I make sure I don't remember where I put them.
Okay. I could probably hide them yesterday and not remember where I put them. But beyond Easter, April 9th is Cherish an Antique Day. So your eggs, a year-old egg, is that an antique?
It could be an antique. I can cherish them when I find them.
Mm-hmm.
If I find them.
It's also the White House Egg Roll Day. That's when they have, you know, rice on the side and then you get an egg roll. No, never mind. Why do they call it an egg roll? Do they actually roll eggs?
They actually roll the eggs, yes.
Oh.
It's a kid's race.
Oh, they don't hunt for them.
No, they come onto the front lawn of the... Maybe it's, I don't know what the front lawn is. It would be
the
White House.
The big house.
I think you can see where the West Wing, where you can see the Oval Office in the background, where the kids actually do. It's a turn of the century, of last century
eggs.
Thing, and you roll eggs. Yes, it's a race. It's
okay.
A race.
Mm-hmm. Fun. April 12th.
I would have done much better if we hard boiled them first, but
no,
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
April 12th is Deer Day. D-E-A-R, drop everything and read.
Ah.
Yeah. So we're going to drop everything before we read here, right? There's going to be like a crash and then we're going to read.
Well, you know what? I always qualify. I drop everything, so.
And April 14th is International Moment of Laughter.
Ah.
Only a moment.
I'll keep it brief then.
Okay.
Birthdays for this week from famousbirthdays.com. April 9th from 1926. Hugh Hefner.
Wow, he had a lot of chicks around, didn't he?
He did.
Bunnies and chicks.
Bunnies.
Kind of his own little Easter celebration right there.
He did.
Especially the
all
chicks.
All year round.
Yeah.
April 10th, 1984, Mandy Moore.
She's one of my favorite actresses. She's so sweet.
I don't know who she was.
She was in Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
And
no wonder I don't know who she was.
Saved and
saved.
Other stuff. Point is, she's sweet.
Tell me chick flicks, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I don't know who she
chick
was.
Chick flicks and teenage flicks.
Okay. I was never a teenager. I just skipped over those awkward years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
I thought you were still having those awkward years.
No, I'm having these awkward years.
Oh, okay.
I skipped over those awkward years to get to these awkward years. And April 12th, 1950, David Cassidy, Man Undercover.
David Cassidy. I was so sweet on him. My goodness.
I love the Partridge Family.
I love the Partridge Family. You know what little baby partridges are called?
Keith?
Teeth?
Danny? No, Keith and Danny?
Keith and Danny, no. No, the bird. The partridge. The bird.
The bird little, partridge. No,
yes,
no.
A baby partridge.
You're called little partridge?
Yes, little partridge. Baby partridge.
Okay.
Or Pips.
Pips.
Yes.
They're called Pips.
They're called Pips. So Gladys Knight.
So was that Gladys Knight's original partners?
The partridges, yeah.
No wonder they went off on their own.
There you go. And they went to Georgia. What is our theme for today?
Peeps. Marshmallow peeps.
Marshmallow peeps.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yes.
I know people who love peeps and they only like them, though, if they're stale.
Well,
they buy them and open them up and make them all stale before they eat them.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Yes. They have to be stale.
Yuck.
I was in Walmart. I'm a person of Walmart because there's a Walmart next door to me now. I was in Walmart with a friend. And there were peeps. There were mountains of peeps
Mountains
of peeps for sale. And I said, oh, peeps.
Was Gladys Knight there?
No. And he said, ooh, peeps. And I said, well, I only eat them if they're stale. And he went, yeah, right?
No, I know.
So we're meant for each other.
Yeah.
So the curious saying or word for the day is, peeps.
Is what?
Peeps.
Peeps. Oh, okay.
This is from geekbabe.com, also known as Annie's Peep Facts.
She's a geek babe, huh?
Yes. Does the name Peeps mean only the original chicks, or does it refer to all the other similar candies as well?
A purist might say that peeps should only... Yeah, because they got those ghosts, too. Peeps should only refer to the chicks. Chick peeps, bunnies don't, cats and snowmen certainly don't. However, the past few years, Just Born has started using the brand name Peeps to refer to the entire line of sugar-coated marshmallow holiday candy, such as Peeps brand bunnies and Peeps brand hearts. I didn't see the hearts.
Oh, yeah. Genuine Peeps are made by Just Born Quality Confections of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a U.S. company that was named after its founder, Sam Born.
Peeps were originally developed and sold by Larada Candy in the 1920s. Larada was acquired by Just Born in 1953. Does that mean they were born again? I don't know.
Hence Easter. Ooh. Circular reference.
Ooh. Life is just such a circle.
The circle of life. Webster defines peep as a noun dating back to the 15th century as a feeble, shrill sound related to cheep, a slight utterance, especially of complaint or protest, or any of several small sandpipers.
Oh, okay. Those are little birdies.
Yeah, little birds.
Yeah. And they also had that hit in the 50s, I think.
The peeps?
Yeah, the sandpipers.
Oh, the sandpipers.
Yes.
Not the yard birds, the sandpipers. We should do a whole show just on rock bands named after birds. The Partridge Family, the yard birds, the sandpipers.
Yep.
The black crows.
The Beatles?
Oh, no, that's a bug.
In contemporary song, peeps from people is used refers to friends, buddies, etc.
Yes, and now I couldn't find a top five list about peeps.
So we got a top five list.
We got to talk to Chris White, who authors top five about that. But I found from listmy5.com.
Oh, this is a top five list from listmy5.com, yes. not top5.com.
No, this is it. I know we're cheating on top5.com here. We have another girlfriend.
I feel so cheap.
These are the seven things to do if you're obsessed with peeps. Number seven is visit the general store to get peeps wallpaper or send a peeps e-card for free. Sweet.
Six, drop by Peeps Cinema for a catch at a peep show. No, not that kind of peep show. A marshmallow peep show. You can even upload your own peeps video. There's also a Galleria P where you can enter peeps
diorama
contest. That's peeptacular.
Galleria P? Galleria P. I love that. Peep recipes, number five. Want to make peeps macaroons or peeps peach fizz? Get these and plenty of peeps recipes for Easter and holidays like Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween, or just every day.
Every day. Peeps Fan Club. If you're a fan of peeps, you must join the Peeps Fan Club. For this, you receive a VIP for very important peep, no doubt. Access to peeps, gifts tags, buddy icons, and gift tags. You also get to pick your own peeps username.
Ooh, I wonder if anybody's username is peep.
I don't know.
Or people.
Or, you know, I wonder if anybody's going to peep at Dave.
I don't know. Number three is create your own world. I kind of have my own world, but anyway.
I live in my own world.
You go to that website and you click on create your world to create your own peeps character. You can dress up your peep and give him a name, feed him, love him, and select the perfect backdrop for your peep friend. Then take a snapshot and share it with your friends on Facebook.
That leads us to, as a segue, to... Ooh! Peeps on Facebook.
Peeps on Facebook.
Click on the Facebook icon to like Peeps on your Facebook. Then you can social network with over 59,000 fellow peep lovers.
59,000? That's just not right. And number one.
Too low?
That's crazy amount of people that actually admit to liking Peeps. Number one. Discuss how long you can microwave peeps before they explode and maybe even finally settle the debate about whether or not stale peeps taste best. So you're a fresh...
There's the stale... What about French deep-frying peeps?
Oh, yeah, that...
Do they do that in Texas?
They deep-fry butter in Texas.
Yes, they do.
So what do you think, Dave? You're a stale peeps guy or a fresh peeps guy?
Well, sugar is sugar, but I really am kind of a more of a fresher... I don't do a lot of peeps.
Uh-huh.
You know, it looks like it, but I don't do a lot of peeps. And I would prefer stuffed in that shirt, eh? Yeah, these are fresh peeps. I prefer fresh. Yes.
Well, the fresh ones make that really cool marshmallowy noise in your mouth.
Yeah, it's because they're stuck to your teeth.
I know.
Maybe that's why people
but
like
the
them stale
ones are chewy, which is nice. I found...
Chewy, chewy, rich, and gooey.
Yes. I found Dumb Criminals. Couldn't find one about peeps, but...
What?
I got close.
Happy Easter. Here's to hoping that you and your... Oh, this is from dumbcriminals.com. I'm sorry. Okay. Here's to hoping that your family have an Easter, Happy Easter, Passover, or whatever you or your family don't end up like this guy that... if you do, at least we hope that you'll have lots of Easter candy to cure your munchies. You know, I used to go trick-or-treating Easter time, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went trick-or-treating on Easter time.
Anytime I could get away with it, I'd try.
Okay. That's fine. Anyway, from East Hartford, Connecticut... Officers who pulled a man over for running a red light found a plush Easter bunny stuffed with marijuana in the car, police say. The man had trouble finding his insurance documents Wednesday and asked to look for them in the back seat, police said.
When he stepped out of the car, the officer smelled marijuana, or marijuana, and saw some on the floor, police said. The officer searched the car, found two baggies of marijuana, or marijuana, in the glove box, and... Saw the bunny inside the stuffed animal, which was holding an Easter basket. They found 16 small packets of pot, or marijuana, the police said.
What a festive way to celebrate the Easter holiday. The only way it could be more festive is if he hid them in a giant chocolate Jesus. Oh, that's so wrong. But why hide it? I don't write these, I just read them. But why hide it in a giant Easter bunny, and why slander the Easter bunny's good name? Just think of how suspicious parents are going to be when he starts handing out candy next year.
Lawrence now faces charges of marijuana possession or marijuana, possession with intent to distribute, and motor vehicle violations from the police department, as well as making children cry.
Oh, what did the pothead say to his girlfriend?
I don't know.
I want to get married, Joanna.
Joanna. Is that her name? Okay.
Oh, I have more peep facts, because you can never have enough peep facts.
You can never have enough peep facts, no.
These are some interesting ones, and this is actually question and answer, so follow the format, Dave.
I will try.
Okay, this is from Geek Babe again. What are peeps? Peeps are cute little chicks that are very, very, very sweet, kind of like me. Seriously, Peeps are a marshmallow confection intended as a kid's Easter candy. The manufacturer states that Peeps are the most popular non-chocolate Easter candy.
Question, are Peeps really 50 years old?
If you leave them out that long, I suppose. At least 50, possibly over 70. That's a stale peep. Just Born Brand's Peep are
in... It's a petrified peep.
...are indeed 50 years old as of Peep season 2003. Oh, so that would be 9, 7, carry the 1... 8. Okay, 58 years old. However, what we now know is Peeps did exist before 1953.
They couldn't hear. I was shaking my head, yes.
Okay. Just Born acquired Rhoda Candy in 1953, and it appears that Rhoda had marketed the chicks we know and love as Peeps before the acquisition.
Question, do Peeps come in other shapes besides chicks?
Well, actually, the chicks were the originals. Then bunnies came after. And now there are several other holidays candies made with a similar recipe and process, such as spooky cats for Halloween, snowmen for winter holidays. And beginning in 1999 Peeps season, Peeps eggs have been available. These are slightly larger than Peeps or bunnies and are white with multicolored specks. As of Valentine's Day 2000, Just Born started making Peep-like pink marshmallow hearts. In June 2002, Just Born introduced Peep Stars, star-shaped white marshmallow candy with red and blue flecks. And for Halloween 2002, Just Born introduced cocoa-flavored bats. This appears to be their first chocolate-flavored candy in the Peeps line.
Ooh. Ah, it sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Question, what is the origin and history of marshmallow candy?
Marshmallow candy dates back to ancient Egypt, where it was a honey-based candy flavored and thickened with the sap of the root of the marshmallow plant, also called Althea officinalis. Marshmallow grows in salt marshes and on banks near large bodies of water. It's common in the eastern United States.
I remember that back in ancient Egypt.
Yeah? Okay. Yep. back when you were dating Cleopatra?
In another lifetime, yes. I can't have made this many mistakes in one lifetime.
No.
Question, do the different colors have different flavors?
Officially, no. There are some who claim they can detect the color of a peep simply by taste. I tend to disagree, however. One year, I seemed to detect a very subtle nuance in the flavor of the blue peeps. Although you might expect bunnies to have a somewhat gamey flavor, they taste identical to peeps. That's gross.
I thought it tastes like chicken.
Peep. Everything tastes like chicken. Peep eggs, however, have a very distinctive vanilla aroma and flavor, and peep hearts have a pronounced artificial strawberry flavor, opposed to a real strawberry flavor.
That must have been before the chocolate.
The bat peeps.
I will be looking for that this next Halloween.
Yes.
Question, what's this about peeps needing to age or ripen? You pick them too soon off the tree? They're not ripe.
Many peepophiles, those are people that love peeps, prefer a certain degree of staleness to their peeps, ranging from a slight stiffness to downright hard and crunchy. This is somewhat of an acquired taste. It's normally accomplished either by letting them age naturally or else leaving them exposed to air. Wouldn't that be the same thing? Age naturally exposed to air?
Well, age naturally means they'd still be in the package.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you buy them this year for next year.
Oh. Okay.
Don't open them.
They should have just stale peeps. That could be a whole new brand.
You know, yeah. These are the peeps that they couldn't sell during Easter, so they recall them and sell them as... You are a marketing genius.
Peeps of the past.
Mm-hmm. You are a marketing
genius.
Aren't
I, though?
Question, what happens when you put a peep in the microwave?
Someone yells at you for making a mess out of the microwave.
I remember.
Oh, no. You did.
I remember the first time I saw... No, it was somebody put a marshmallow. She showed me. Mm-hmm. And we were taking a break from the Muppet Show, and she showed me. She put this marshmallow in the microwave, and it just got big, and then, bam, just exploded.
You were taking a break from the Muppet Show? That's more disturbing than you watching a marshmallow explode. And this
was a commercial
weeks ago, or... Okay. And it did. It just went bam. Does it make a noise?
Actually, it did make a bit of a noise, but not a loud noise.
When a peep explodes?
The neighbors... No, it was just a marshmallow.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It was a real marshmallow, not a peep.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't have quite as much sugar.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder when a peep explodes if it goes, yeep! Next question.
Okay. Next question. Question. Are there any tie-in merchandise items?
Yes, in 1999, Just
My
Born
Ted Baxter voice.
Released a limited number of... I'll try to do Mary Tyler Moore here. Just Born released a limited number of stuffed plush peeps. These were used in a premium promotion for a number of videos produced for children.
Okay, say now, Mr. Grant.
Question,
what is about this Peeps fan club?
Just Born is indeed sponsoring a Peeps fan club. There are two levels of membership, basic for $9.95 a year and premium for $13.95 a year. The basic membership includes a t-shirt. At least they let you choose size. Extra large is like a circus tent. A membership card, newsletter, etc. Premium membership includes a cap.
But Kathleen, if you join the Peeps fan club, would you be cheating on your David Cassidy fan club?
I might.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Better not do it.
He might be Peeps friendly. I don't know. Both memberships include a package of Peeps, size and color unspecified. Anyway, you can find Peeps info on that geekbabe.com. You just threw me off my chair. Thank you.
Sorry about it. Question, what's this about a fire in the Peeps factory?
Yes, I'm afraid so, Janet, but it wasn't nice. I don't know why I'm calling you Janet.
Janet now. Good thing I brought my heels.
I don't know why it says that. On the evening of November 30th, 1999, an electrical panel in the boiler room of the Just Born factory in Bethlehem, PA, overheated and caught fire. Part of their electrical system was damaged. There was significant water damage, and partially complete batches of peeps and bunnies were damaged. Oh, no. The damaged candy was sold as an animal feed ingredient.
Oh, good. Give sugar to the animals. Oh, man. They couldn't catch the milking cows for a week.
Oh, no. Production resumed in early December 1999. No peep or bunny shortages occurred during the 2000 peep season. Well, thank goodness for that.
That's right. No more milkshakes. Question, is there anything like a Guinness World Record for eating peeps?
No. Guinness no longer sanctions any record of gluttony. However, an annual event in Sacramento, the Peep Off, has just such a contest. This year, in year 2002, Jason Peepaside is his nickname, won the prize consuming 72 peeps in a half an hour.
Actually, I think eating 72 peeps in a half an hour would be peep-a-side.
Peep-a-side. Yes, okay, I got it. Anyway.
You're right, this is a fun one.
Isn't this fun? This is really fun.
And I didn't even peep at the script ahead of time.
Good, and I forgot to set my timer, so I don't know if we have 2 minutes or 3 seconds or...
Or 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
That would be a nice guess.
Okay.
What a wonderful guess.
That's a great guess. On. Anyway, the weekly rant is from 10news.com in San Diego, California. And this was entitled, Peeps, a lot tougher than you think. 10 News puts marshmallow treat to test.
San Diego, 1953, as America was gripped in the Cold War. The just-born company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, offered the nation a tasty bit of solace, the Peep. Behold the indestructible Peep.
Peeps, as we all know, are those marshmallow birds and bunnies that seem to be everywhere around Easter. Much like Spam, not many people will admit to eating Peeps, yet they grow in popularity every year. They just lumped Spam and Peeps in the same cat. That's I think I can't read much. Oh, gosh.
I like Spam. Mm-hmm. I'm the one.
Okay. According to Just Burn, Inc., more than 600 million Peeps will be consumed by Americans this year. Perhaps the most endearing quality of Peeps is their enduring quality.
If those things get stale, you can drive a nail with them, 10 News anchor Hal Clements said recently.
But the 10 News team prides itself on journalistic integrity. We couldn't just take someone's word for it. We had to see for ourselves just how tough Peeps really are. First, we enlisted the help of the men and women of the San Diego Fire Department, because they didn't have anything better to do, I guess. After 3 consecutive falls from the department's 5-story training tower... The mighty Peep smiled in defiance of our efforts.
I would think the Peeps would be fireproof.
I don't know.
So we took a Peep foursome to Maxim Crane Works, placing them beneath the outrigger arm of a 3-ton crane. They were squished and dirty, but not down and out for the count. So we drove the crane on top of them. But after peeling them off the crane's tire, the smile still taunted us. Clearly, it was time to bring in the heavy firepower. We brought a lavender foursome of Peeps to the San Diego Police Department's firing range, where an officer unloaded a round of 9mm shots into Peeps. Then they sustained several gunshot wounds.
So what did you do today at work, honey? I shot a bunch of Peeps.
But I did not shoot the deputy.
Yeah. Admittedly, the Peeps were full of holes, but they didn't fall apart. Cop 0, Peeps 1. The fire department decided to give it another try, bringing out the jaws of life.
Oh, no!
Or should we say jaws of death for the Peeps.
After applying 60,000 pounds of pressure to the marshmallow treats, the Peeps were just about done in. But they had met their match when we offered them to a group of teenage boys.
The 5 boys attacked the Peeps with youthful abandon on skateboards and bikes. The Peeps were squished to an unrecognizable goo. But according to one of the boys, they were still tasty. Oh, you can never have enough Peep facts, can you?
You cannot. That's why we have more Peep facts from geekbabe.com.
Yes.
She was very busy for the show.
She really was.
She must love Peeps.
This website is huge. It's huge. It's pages and pages and pages of Peeps.
That's a lot of
everything Peeps.
That's a lot of peeping.
It is. So, Dave, how are Peeps made? Are they set in molds?
No, they are not molded. And they're not moldy either. Peeps are the kind of extruded through a special nozzle which moves back and forth, giving Peeps their characteristic shape. Bunnies are extruded in slices. The sugar coating is then applied. At one time, the eyes were hand-painted. Now they're applied by machine. Before Just Born, which is the company, acquired Rhoda, Peeps were made by hand, squeezed manually from tubes. Just Born automated the process. You know, you can't make a whole lot of Peeps that way.
No, I don't think so. That would take a long time. So, Are there any recipes for Peeps?
Yes, both that are both those are serious and those in jest. Peep cupcakes and Choco Peep milkshakes are serious. As for Peep flambé,
ooh,
I said it right.
Yay. And the angel sang,
it had to do with studying fires.
Sorry.
Give me my matches back.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. How do you store peeps so they will keep through the off season?
I found that sealing unopened boxes of peeps in Ziploc bags and storing them in room temperature will keep them fresh without getting too ripe from one peep season to the next. Some prefer to refrigerate or even freeze them.
Mm. And, I'm afraid to ask this one, what ingredients are in peeps?
Mostly sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin. Same as most other marshmallow candies, they do have trace amounts of flavoring, coloring, wax, unpronounceable preservatives, and such. Thank goodness for saying unpronounceable preservatives instead of spelling it out for me.
Yeah. So, what are
Because they're unpronounceable.
That's right. What are Peep's eyes made of? Carnauba.
Carnauba. The Carnauba wax. I washed my car with that once. Some websites are erroneously reporting that they are made of tar.
Ooh.
Eyes were once hand-painted. They are now applied by machine.
Can you imagine that?
At least artistic machines.
What do you do for a living? I paint eyes on Peeps. Are peeps locale?
Well, it kind of depends on how you defend low. About 32 calories per peep. Actually, yeah, that's not too bad.
That's not bad, but...
And actually, nobody can eat just one. That's where it becomes bad. Yeah. However, a reader has pointed out that the entire box of five peeps, 160 calories, has fewer calories than a handful of M&Ms, 250
Ooh.
Calories. Mm. But... Of course, peeps can melt in your mouth or in your hand.
In your hand, yeah.
So, so the jury is out on this one.
So are peeps low fat?
Actually, yes.
Yes! Thank you.
Only trace amounts of any fats in peeps.
And
I think it was the eyes.
I think, yes. Those are the trace amounts. My favorite question. Are peeps kosher for Passover?
Nope. See above ingredients. However, the Teenage Beanie and Peeps Jelly Beans logos contain the Orthodox Union kosher designation. A reader has noted that the market for kosher Easter candy has been made maybe quite limited.
You think? Yes, They don't make like peep menorahs, do they?
Yes, you like them. Little menorahs.
Is that your Jewish impression?
It's my Peter Lorre.
Okay.
Give me some matches.
Okay. You're really crazy. we've got a top five list from geekbabe.com. This is general.
One busy gal.
I know. These are all the websites. Well, these are about a third of the websites that you can visit.
Okay.
Official Just Born Peeps page. The Peeps Factory Tour, the Marshmallow Peeps in Outer Space Shockwave Flash Game, which is a whole lot of fun. I played it for a little while. And a Peeps Research Study of Small Fluffy Creatures and Library Usage. And then Peeps Travels, which is pictures of peeps in different parts of the world.
Peeping at Peeps.
Oh.
Peeps from Hell.
Ooh.
Peeps, Food, or Toy. Oh, no. Peep Hakuyu?
Haiku.
Haiku. Or 10, microwaving peep marshmallows.
11, peep travelogue. 12, the peep dance, not with hamsters. 13, peep art. 14, voyage of the peeponauts from NASA. It's actually a NASA website. 15, marshmallow peeps, harbingers of doom for the human race.
Oh, they should have hamster peeps. 16, annual peep-off results. 17, biker peeps. 18, great scenes in rock and roll history as... reenacted by Marshmallow Peeps.
Peephenge.
Peeps says fish bait.
The Plain Jane Peeps do Shakespeare. Stupid peep tricks. And my favorite, eat a peep for Jesus.
You have time for your Irish blessing.
Do I?
Sort of.
Okay. I did find one from the Peeps poetry page, blessingfamily.com. Oh, Peeps, you are so sweet. The yellow ones are the best, but the others still pass my test.
Easter is my favorite time of year because a day without Peeps is something I fear.
I do believe that my mouth can sense when they are near. Oh, Peeps, how I love you.
The purple ones are the second favorite of mine, but on all Peeps, I do dine.
Yellow, pink, white, yellow, purple, white, pink, or blue, which Peeps are best to you? Amen.
Amen.
That is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Peep Dave.
And together we're...
Where's that Dave Peep? I'm not
and
sure.
Together we're...
Better when stale?
No. We are...
Kat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.